From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. President Obama heads to Wisconsin today, pitching the message of bipartisanship, shared beliefs and values, and the need to create more jobs he spoke of in last night's State of the Union address.
We may have differences in policy, but we all believe in the rights enshrined in our Constitution. We may have different opinions, but we believe in the same promise that says, this is a place where you can make it if you try.
The president calls for new initiatives in clean energy and high-speed rail to boost employment, an intense focus on research and development and education to keep the U.S. competitive. He also says he'll work to trim federal spending, though he doesn't want to hurt the economic recovery or the job market by cutting programs that create or maintain jobs. In the Republican response, House Budget Committee Chairman Paul Ryan says the GOP wants deeper spending cuts than anything the president is proposing.
Since taking office, President Obama has signed into law spending increases of nearly 25% for domestic government agencies, an 84% increase when you include the failed stimulus.
The White House says bailouts, which started in the Bush administration, and the stimulus spending have succeeded, not failed. Jason Johnson is political science professor at Hiram College in Ohio and politics editor of The Source magazine. He joins us now from member station WCLK in Atlanta. Dr. Johnson, you pay a lot of attention to how politics affects black voters and workers. And the majority of black voters backed President Obama in 2008. Fewer of them came out in the 2010 midterms that saw Republicans sweep the House. Figures also tell us that black unemployment nationwide is much higher than an already high average. So where do the positions President Obama stakes out in his address leave blacks looking for jobs and black businesses, black employers?
Well, you know, the State of the Union is really like a Rorschach test. For the African-American community that already supported Barack Obama, it was a great speech. It was inspiring. It was moving. To anyone who actually listened to the substance of his speech, he didn't say that much. He basically said, I'm going to freeze domestic spending and I'm going to cut corporate taxes. And he didn't mention the poor. He didn't mention the middle class. He really spent more time talking about Latino Americans than he did about African Americans, even indirectly.
If you look at the speech politically, given what he said and what you've just recapped, does the president give Democrats a good chance to hold and improve black voter support next year, or what does that depend on?
That's really going to depend on how much Barack Obama and his wife Michelle Obama go out into major metropolitan areas and campaign. The fact of the matter is Obama's going to get 90-something percent of the African-American vote. He'll always do a little bit better than your average white Democrat. But whether or not he can get the same level of enthusiasm, is he going to hit the streets? Is he going to knock on doors? And is Michelle going to talk about the kinds of values issues that also matter to black Americans?
Thank you very much. Jason Johnson teaches political science and communication at Hiram College in Ohio. He's politics editor at The Source magazine. This is NPR News. Afghan President Hamid Karzai has inaugurated a new parliament 4 months after elections. NPR's Quill Lawrence reports Karzai has backed down from a week-long standoff with lawmakers.
President Karzai addressed the country's new parliament with an hour-long speech in which he quoted John F. Kennedy, telling Afghan lawmakers to ask not what Afghanistan could do for them, but what they could do for Afghanistan. Karzai had insisted that at least another month would be needed to adjudicate complaints, during which time the president would have ruled by decree. But MPs threatened to open the parliament without Karzai, and both the UN and the U.S. Embassy seemed to back the lawmakers. Still, Karzai was meeting with losing candidates even this morning, including many from Pashtun districts where Taliban violence made elections impossible. The terms that ended the standoff are not yet clear and may include political appointments for prominent Pashtuns. Quill Lawrence, NPR News, Kabul.
Doctors say Arizona Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords is ready to move into a rehabilitation facility today. Her condition is upgraded from serious to good. Giffords is recovering from an assassination attempt in Tucson in which 6 other people were killed and 12 others wounded. She's presently at a hospital in Houston. Toyota is recalling more cars, this time for possible fuel leaks. The big Japanese automaker's sales have been rebounding after a series of big safety-related recalls. The latest involves 1.7 million vehicles, of which the vast majority are in Japan, but Toyota says some of them are in the U.S. Russian news agencies say President Dmitry Medvedev has fired a top transport official after the bombing at Moscow's airport that killed 35 people. Medvedev had said that airport security managers at the airport should lose their jobs. I'm Paul Brown in Washington.